are hiring younger staff than older workers. This according to new research from the Chartered Management Institute, who surveyed more than 1,000 managers for British firms, particularly looking at those over 50 getting into work. Interesting that this comment coming, of course, at a time when we heard Jeremy Hunt saying that there are almost 300,000 fewer people in employment than before the pandemic, and wanting people to retire early just to return to work. Dr. Denise Taylor is a chartered psychologist from Twigworth. I had spoken to her a little earlier and asked her if she was surprised at these latest figures from the Chartered Management Institute.
It didn't surprise me. There's always been discrimination against those of us who are older. Organisations are always looking for ways to say it's something different, but too many of them actually want to have younger people because they've got all sorts of ageist views about what it's like to be over 50 or over 60, and most of them are not true.
Yeah, I guess the on behalf of the bosses, I'm just going to guess, you know, the jobs that they might think, well, actually, if they start on the minimum wage, that saves us money to start with. You know, that obviously the minimum wage for younger people is lower than those of an older age. Maybe we can mould them a bit better, you know, into what we want them to be, rather than have their preconceived ideas of what the job would be. How do you kind of bat those away?
Yeah, it all depends, doesn't it, about what sort of job somebody's going for. So the clients that I work with are mainly professional people who have been made redundant as a marketing director, accountant, and they're trying to get in. And then they come to me when they've realised they can't do it themselves. And what often happens is they believe because they've been a marketing director for 20 years, that's enough. They haven't done any professional development, they haven't kept their skills up to date, and they go in an interview assuming they're going to get it without any preparation. And often it's a different interview style than people are used to. So it's competency-based interviewing where people want a specific example of how you did something. They don't want you to say how you think you will do something. And people just want to go and talk, and they don't realise that you need to have a specific example. And it's quite easy to coach somebody as to how to do proper interview, and that lets people down. And then they don't have any energy.
So you think actually that older people don't interview as well then, really? Yeah, that's the main problem.
Yeah, if we think about what happens is, if people have been made redundant at midlife and are looking for another job, first of all, they often don't know what they want to do. So they say, I'll do anything. So their CV is unclear and they don't know what they want. So somebody looking at their CV doesn't know what they're after. So they don't get shortlisted. If they manage to get interviewed, then the interview skills will often let them down. And they go in there often thinking, I'm too old, I'm not going to get this job. Well, if you think that, you're probably right. But also, you know, I'm 65 and I'm noted as somebody with lots of energy. And I think if you've got energy, your age is seen as less important. But I do have clients who can't, who almost like struggle to walk up one flight of stairs when they come to my home office. And they just act, lazy is the wrong word, can't quite think of it. But, you know, they don't act as somebody who's got energy. And I think as an employee, you think like, can they actually last the day out? Will they be able to have enough get up and go? And they may have all these things, but they don't show it. So they need to be able to demonstrate that they've got enough things that outweigh the things that maybe they haven't got.
Yeah.
So they might not be able to do a hard physical job, but what they have got is the nous to know that this is, for example, somebody working in an engineering workshop, that this is what needs to be done, and they can do more of that side of the work rather than the heavy lifting, which is great for the 20-somethings.
Yeah, so they almost undervalue themselves, undervalue their skills that they've learned over the years.
They can do. It's about being really clear about these are the skills that you have. So I'm working with somebody who has had heart problems and he can't go back to his physical job. Working as an engineer. So it's, well, what's he going to do now? And his view was in our first meeting, but there's nothing I can do because I'm an engineer. That's all I've ever done. So now it's about unpicking his skills, and he's really good with people, and he's really good at maths, and he's really good at picking things up and explaining things simply. So now we can use that to think about a job that's not going to involve all the heavy lifting that I don't think is right for somebody who's had a triple bypass.
It's interesting, isn't it? This survey comes out from the Chartered Management Institute saying that basically businesses are more open to hiring younger staff than older workers. But it was only on Friday, the Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, was saying to those who retired early after the pandemic or haven't found the right role after furlough, I say, Britain needs you. There are people out there who could do these jobs, but I guess it's having the confidence that you can go back into the workspace. I mean, some people we've spoken to, I know we spoke to people on the programme on Friday who said, you know what, I've done my work in life and that's it, I'm done now. So I don't want to go back. But for those who do, perhaps don't have that confidence, it's a difficult kind of step to take to go back into the workplace.
Yeah, well, I wrote the book, you know, Find Work at 50 Plus, and I wrote that 5 years ago. And at that point, it was a lot harder for older people to get back into the workplace. Now, the country's crying out for us, but there's still this dilemma or this problem about, although the people are wanted, the people doing the recruitment don't necessarily want to take them on, because I can't remember the exact numbers, but although lots of organisations say they want them, when it boils down to it, there's a difference of about 30% of likely to take people on.
Yeah, and this is the problem, isn't it? I mean, they're saying now that perhaps there were people being shortlisted, but then when it came down to it, they weren't getting the job. So then you're thinking, well, are they just ticking boxes to make sure that they are being shortlisted at those bosses, when really, all the time, they were after somebody who was younger, who they felt could offer more energy, as you said there.
Yeah, and so once you're getting shortlisted, then it might be the interview skills that are letting them down, but it might be they look at, you know, a grey hair and they look at somebody, you know, somebody younger, and they make all these assumptions that the younger person's going to stay longer, going to be able to do X, Y, and Z. But the younger person may well leave after 2 years and go off onto new horizons, whereas the older person is more likely to stay. Yeah. And there was work with the Nationwide, and 4% turnover of older people, 10% turnover of younger people, and the older people on average stay 13 years. So, you know, it's worth investing in their training. But the other thing that you said was, but do you actually want to go back to work? And I think there's a lot of people around my age, younger, who have decided, you know what, I don't need the money, I don't need the, and I definitely don't need the hassle. And it's like, I'm not playing golf. And I think that's such a patronising thing. You know, I'm there, I'm looking after my elderly mum, I'm spending a bit of time with the grandkids, I'm volunteering in the charity shop, I'm volunteering to do this, that and the other. It's like, I've got a really fulfilled life. I don't need the hassle. I might go back if I could just work 2 days a week and work from home and be much flexible. So if you want me, you've got to like woo me. Oh. And I think that's what Jeremy Hunt has missed. That you've got to actually encourage people to come back, because they're not going to come for a load of hassle. I mean, why get all this stress from the job? You've had that.
Yeah.
It's time for life.
Time for life. Dr. Denise Taylor, chartered psychologist from Twigworth, talking to me a little earlier on, and working with people over 50 to get them back into work, to give them the kind of mental skills, really, to go back to the workplace with this research out today. Chartered Management Institute saying that that more than 1,000 managers have been surveyed and saying they're more open to hiring younger staff than older workers. Get your headlines in just a moment.